From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters. Our next guest is a writing powerhouse. Seriously. Jasmine Guillory has written 8 novels in just 4 years. You heard that right. And her work has been praised by numerous media outlets, including NPR, The Washington Post, and Entertainment Weekly. And if she sounds familiar, it's probably because you've also seen her on the Today Show recommending books. We are so lucky to have Jasmine back with us today to talk about her latest novel, Drunk on Love. Jasmine, it is such a pleasure to have you back with us.
Thank you so much for having me again.
Well, okay, we'll get to your new book in a minute, but I have to tell you, the first time we had you on, it was your last book in a series. And I went back after the interview and literally devoured that whole series. I adore your writing. I love the depth of your characters and just how different they are.
Thank you so much. That is such a compliment. I love hearing that. I really appreciate it.
Well, and what I love too is that you have even you know, different ages of characters. I mean, one of your books, you know, it was this couple in their, you know, I guess midlife, and it's just so great to have representation like that.
Yeah, you know, that was a book, Royal Holiday, my 4th book. I kind of had the idea for that book, and then I wasn't sure if my editor would want it, right? I talked to my agent, and I was like, I have this great idea for, you know, the mom character in a different book, to like have her romance, but I'm not sure if anyone will want to read a book about a woman in her 50s. And my editor was super into the idea. And I've heard from so many women who are like around that age, but also younger, who are thrilled to see, you know, a book about a woman in her 50s finding love. And so that really made me excited about, I feel like I maybe don't give people enough credit for like what they want to read. So it made me really excited for kind of whatever I want to write next.
Well, but I think that's it, right? Is that there seems to kind of be a formula sometimes. I think when we especially talk about rom-coms, right? It's usually someone in their, you know, 20s, maybe 30, tends to be Caucasian. It's kind of like this whole narrative. And I think that you really changed the genre, frankly, with your first book, the Wedding Date. And I mean, when you were writing that book, did you think you would, you know, really change, I think, how we read these books, but also who's represented?
I did not expect anything that came from the Wedding Date to happen. You know, because that was like, I wrote that book when I didn't have an agent, when I didn't have a publishing deal. Like I was working full time and like kind of writing at night. But I knew that I loved the book. I knew that I was having so much fun writing it. And I just hoped other people might get what I got, you know, get reading it, what I got out of writing it. And I'm just so thrilled that it got such a warm reception and that my subsequent books have found their readers. Because I know that, you know, when I write books, like they often are the thing that kind of brings me joy, especially in these past 2 years, which have been so hard for so many people. You know, I wrote while we were dating, like during those beginning months of the pandemic, when I sort of barely left my home. And it was often the thing that got me out of bed in the morning, you know, that I thought like, I get to work on my book today. And so what I often really hope for readers is that they find that joy in reading my books that I find writing them.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about your new book. It's called Drunk on Love. And it's the first book. Is this going to be a series as well?
That is the plan. We will see what happens.
Okay. So give us a brief synopsis of this new novel.
Yeah. So Drunk on Love is about Margot and Luke. Margot is the co-owner with her brother of a small family winery in Napa Valley. She comes home from a business trip, is getting a drink at her best friend's bar, sits next to a charming man, Luke, who, you know, they talk for a few hours, they go back to his place. They have a lovely one night stand, or so Margot thinks, until she gets to work the next day and discovers that her newest employee, who her brother hired when she was out of town, is Luke. So the rest of the book is really them dealing with, you know, kind of that attraction to one another. They know nothing can happen because she's his boss. But they, you know, still, they still have feelings. And so the rest of the book is them dealing with that.
Yeah. And here's one of the things too, that I so appreciate about your writing, is that it is the different ethnicities of the characters. Because again, I think in particular in so many books and so many of this, you know, the rom-com genre, as I mentioned, we don't see a lot of that. And not only are you writing about these characters and yes, they are different ethnicities, but they are successful. They are joyful. They are complicated. And it is something that I think is so desperately needed, in particular, if we are trying to understand each other better.
Yeah, I mean, and I think, you know, so often people feel like there are barriers between all of us, but I think we all like love in the same way, have the same sort of conflicts with one another that we've all had kind of since the beginning of time, right? I read books that were written, you know, 100 years ago, and people are still having those same like interpersonal conflicts with, you know, family, with friends, with like romantic relationships. The structure of them is maybe a little bit different, but I think the feelings are the same. And so that is one thing that I kind of hope to do in my books.
So with Drunk on Love, as I mentioned, the goal is for this to be a new series. How do you do that? I mean, when you write this first book, I mean, because then you have to be conscious, I would think, of bringing in kind of these, you know, supporting characters, right? So do you kind of have their storyline in your head too for another book? I mean, how in the world does this process work?
Occasionally I have a storyline in mind, but not exactly. I think one thing is, and I don't remember who wrote this writing advice, but I read it a while ago, and it really helps inform how I write books, is that like every character in a book is the star of their own book. And so like, I want to know every side character, you know, I want them to feel like they're not just there as a foil to the main characters, but they have their own life outside of whatever is happening in this book. And so sometimes I don't know what that life is going into it. And I certainly often don't know what, you know, what their romance is going to be or what their storyline is going to be. But I know that they, you know, this is only a corner of their lives. And so I try to write every character in that way. And so often, I mean, with, you know, with my other books, it was a kind of loosely connected series of six, where each book was kind of about a character who was in other books. They're people that I wrote that I knew, like, I have so much fun with this person. I don't know what their story is going to be yet, but I want to write a book about them. And so then eventually I would kind of brainstorm stories for them and come up with something. But it really sort of often depends on, do I find a good story for the right character?
And as I mentioned, you've written 8 novels in 4 years. I mean, that's 2 books a year on average.
It is. However, I will say publishing has kind of a long life before it. So, you know, my first 2 books I wrote before my first book even came out. So it hasn't been as fast as it seems.
Okay. I like how you put a caveat on it, but still the rest of us are like, holy cow, that is phenomenal. I mean, so what is your process like then? I mean, because you are a full-time writer now.
I am now. My first 3 books I wrote while I was still working full time. So I think, you know, I always have an outline, although I will say my outlines are sometimes very detailed, and then sometimes they're much looser, depending on kind of what story I have in mind. And then I try to write at least a little bit of the story every day. I find that that helps keep the story in my mind, keep the characters alive to me. And so that really sort of helps me live in the world all the time, even if I've only written a little bit that day. And then I just sort of like keep going until I get to the end of a first draft. My first drafts are often very long and messy. And then I spend a bunch of time revising before anyone even gets to see it. You know, I don't send it to my editor until probably at least the fourth draft, maybe sometimes the fifth or sixth, because I am kind of working my way into like figuring out what is really the core of the story and tightening it up. And then there's always a point where I'm like, okay, I know this needs more work, but I don't know what to do. Now I need to see what other people think. So it is really, and you know, I have a great relationship with my agent and editor, and they always have good ideas and good suggestions for me in sort of figuring out, you know, there's often like scenes where I know this isn't right, but I don't know how to fix it. And they always kind of have good ideas for like how to fix something.
You know, before I let you go, I want to ask you about being able to write and I think uplifting, inspiring stories with these happy endings that frankly I love to read, in particular in the times that we are living in right now. How is it for you to be able to continue writing books like this when sometimes it kind of feels like, you know, the world's burning up?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think a lot of times that I write what I need to read, right? Like I write kind of the world I need to be living in. I mean, you know, during when I was writing in 2020, everything seemed so hard, and being able to live like in my mind inside of a world where people were having fun and falling in love, and even, you know, while they were dealing with hard stuff, there was hope. I needed that hope for myself. And so that really made me throw all of the hope that I needed into my books.
Well, I'm so glad that you do, because they are the books that I need. And I'm so excited that you have a new book out, and I'll be anxiously waiting for the series. So I hope you're writing right now.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. We've been talking with author Jasmine Guillory about her newest novel, Drunk on Love. It will be available come September 20th. I'm Gemma Gaudette, and this is Idaho Matters.